Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Friday morning, every year we hear a tragic story in the summertime of a parent who has left a child in a hot car, and it ends in tragedy. And in this case, it did not end in tragedy, and in fact, it has led this father to a crusade against having this happen to anybody else. This happened in Texas, where we find Jim Ryan from ABC News this morning. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. And it's not just a Texas problem or a California or Florida or any other just hot state problem, although that's where it's worst. But even Michigan, since 1998, has had 10 children die in hot cars.
Wow.
The National Safety Council has taken a look at this, and in every state that I've seen here, there's at least one hot car death. North Dakota has one since then. Wyoming has had one hot death since 1998. But if you look at some of the lower states, Florida has had 99, and here in Texas, 134 kids have died in hot cars since 1998. That's really when the NSC started looking at these numbers, Paul.
And, you know, as a parent, you know, it's really easy to say, I can't imagine doing that. But, you know, as a parent, you also, you know, put yourself in a situation where you've got other kids, your routine is thrown off a little bit. I can see how something like this, tragically enough, could happen.
Sure. And that's exactly how Eric Stuyvesant used to look at it, Paul. He would hear these stories or read these stories about parents who had left their kids in the car with tragic results. And he would just shake his head and say they must have been bad parents. They must have been on drugs, something like that. Well, it was 7 years ago today that Stuyvesant left his three-year-old son in the back seat, drove his wife to work. Normally, he would take his son to daycare first and then drop his wife off. Well, their schedule got turned around that day for some reason, and so the wife had to be dropped off first, and then the son had to be dropped off. And that little change in schedule, and then a phone call distraction, and then just getting caught up in his day, left Eric Stuyvesant leaving his son in the car. And 90 minutes later, he realized his mistake. He went running out, expected to find that his son had died. He hadn't. He had several strokes. He was almost comatose. He was taken to the hospital and revived. He does have some lingering effects now at 10 years old, but he did survive. Stuyvesant has now, as you say, Paul, gone on this mission to try to keep it from happening elsewhere and to other parents. He's urging them to take caution, to be careful, to take whatever reminder they need to that a child is in the backseat. He's also lobbying car makers to put technology in cars to keep it from happening.
Yeah, and that kind of technology is being developed, isn't it?
It really is, and it's very much like the weight-based seatbelt responder that we've had since the 1970s, the one that warns you that your seatbelt is not on. There are other methods, more modern methods, radar, for example, in-car radar that can detect whether a child is in the backseat or, by the way, whether a pet is in the backseat. We hear about those cases all the time, too, of dogs left in the cars and unfortunately expire in the heat. So, yeah, Stuyvesant has really turned this into his life's work. He's also written a book about his experience called From the Inside Out. It's about this effort to try to keep parents from leaving kids in cars and about his own experience, but about, interestingly, Paul, Stuyvesant's own effort to forgive himself over the course of these 7 years.
Yeah, I can only imagine he must have gone through, and any parent that this has happened to. Really interesting stuff. Jim, appreciate your time with us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.